Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. I know we've been off air for a little while, and we're happy to be back. And our mission is to educate, enlighten, and empower.
And we do have a website, folks. If you could go into www.divinegoddessradio.com, go in and take a look at it. We'd appreciate any feedback on our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. And we'd also like if you'd go and like us and share the word with everybody that we're on the air. And we have a Facebook, which we have a community that is there that checks in periodically to see what is going on. Marie and I also do house parties, goddess parties, divine goddess parties, of 10 or more people. And if you're interested in doing that, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com or call Marie 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. And we can set it up. Or if you're wanting individual readings from either of us, you can also go in and do it that way. Call us or either email us. We do not personalize anything, whoever you're energetically drawn to. Mm-hmm. And let me see here.
You can also book readings directly off of our website. So
that's right. Yeah.
Go in and you can go to either one of our pages and click for the session that you want and pay through PayPal, and whoever you book it will get notified, and we'll contact you to set up a time.
Yes, and it's easy peasy, nice and easy, you guys, and there's a lot of energetic stuff that is happening this summer, and the energies are ramping up, so it's a good time to find out what is going on, what do you need to do, and how can you help yourself so that you can be on top of your game throughout the summer and the rest of this year, because there's lots of changes coming. Have I said everything? We're going to be at Willie McCoy's this Wednesday from 5 to 9, and where are our other events?
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot of local expos around the Twin Cities this summer as well. So you can always, you know, check out our Facebook page because that's where
You put the events on there. Okay.
So that people know where to find us. And we're also open to traveling to other events outside of Minnesota. So if you know of anything, we'd love to get information on it.
Oh, exactly. As well as us, we're more than happy to go and do a Divine Goddess party there as well. We also have classes that you guys, that we travel to you. So we have a phenomenal Trusting Your Intuition class, which is a full-day seminar, and you have five classes in one day. So something that I would highly recommend because it's going to get you upgraded and updated and prepared for what is going on, because whether you believe in this stuff or not, you are shifting, rocking and rolling. So why not be aware of it? Because then it's in your consciousness of what is going on.
Right. And that's part of our mission, is really to help educate everyone to understand what's going on and to give you the tools so that you yourself can navigate through all of the energies and then also help others. So, you know, we want to share this with as many people as we can, because the more people who are educated, the more people can pass on the information, and then the more people know how to handle everything, and that's how everything spreads through the collective consciousness.
Exactly. It's a ripple effect, folks, a ripple effect. So I think we've said everything that we need to say that-wise. Should we talk about the energies that have been going on? Crazy, my Lord.
Yeah. Well, as you know, we were scheduled to go on last week, but things happened, so much energetic stuff is going on, and Mercury retrograde also throws a wrench in our plans every once in a while. And I'd say for the past, ever since five planets have gone into retrograde motion, one planet has gone forward, but when that started, holy cripes, did we get our butts kicked. I mean,
isn't that Jupiter, the Jupiter one?
Jupiter went direct, but we had five planets that went indirect, that went retrograde. And that really pushed, my God, did it push people. You saw people leaving. You saw things coming out of the blue that you weren't expecting. You saw things being exposed and things coming to light and really pushing every button and challenge that you can think of.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us were whammied over a lot of things. I mean, you really think everything's moving smooth and bam. But like really, like somebody kicked the legs out of you and you landed hard on your butt. It's like, holy moly.
Oh.
But, you know, how you get through this, these challenges, says a lot for what you're setting yourself up for down the road. So if you're able to meet your challenges and find solutions and not shy away from them and really, really address them and see them for the challenge and the lessons that they are, it'll help you move on to that next level, because by the time everything goes direct, then we really are, I mean, we're in a place to move forward. So Jupiter went direct, and Jupiter is the planet of luck. So now people are starting to see things, you know, things involved with wealth and luck moving forward. But remember, you still have the effect of the other four planets that are holding you back. So keep yourself as positive as you can, because when you stay positive, I'm telling you, things manifest quickly and easily, and it helps you move forward onto the next step. So just keep it positive, no matter how daunting it gets. I just got a phone call from a friend this morning, and oh my God, boy, did she get whammied again, you know, through one of her kids. And she's like, my God, what do I do? And I said, yep, that's pretty much what's happening, is we're thinking everything's smooth sailing, and boom, something happens. So, you know, I try to help her get through it, and you know, trying to help her find solutions, and she'll get through it, but yikes, I'm telling you.
You know, on that same note, and it doesn't mean it's going to be smooth sailing, you guys, but it can be a lot easier when you understand what's going on and when you know what all of the planets stand for. Do you know what the five planets, which ones they are? Jupiter's one of them.
Well, Jupiter went retrograde, Saturn, Mercury, Mars, and
Pluto,
yes. Pluto. And Pluto, oh, my God, Pluto is the planet of hidden secrets.
Oh, my God.
So when it's going backwards, and Pluto was in Scorpio, which is also a sign of secrets and dark, you know, truths and all stuff coming to the surface. So boom, 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 things came up.
It's in what, Sagittarius, you said?
Scorpio.
Or Scorpio. Scorpio.
Yeah, so... See, it was in Sagittarius before, and Sagittarius is all about truth.
Okay.
So things coming to light, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But now Scorpio, you've got all the hidden emotions coming up.
Mine are hidden. God. It's still coming up. It's like, good God.
I mean, I'm telling you, this past week, I've literally sat in my house. I've canceled my appointments, and I'm just sitting here trying to...
Just be
and really get my wits about me. And I know people are going, what's going on? She's not really communicating or anything, but I just... Sometimes you have to get to that point, and you have to regather, and you have to re-pull in everything so you can get clarity as how to move forward.
And I'm telling you, it's... Granted, thank God, my humor has had to come to play many a times. That's my saving grace through all of this is
right.
You have to laugh it off. Oh, my Lord.
You have to swear.
You have to swear and cuss like the storm,
mm-hmm.
but let it go and say, well, either you're going to shit or get off the pot, folks, because that's what it's about. You're going to shit or get off the pot and stop feeling sorry for yourself
and
start doing what you got
to
do.
Yeah, and it helps to have a support system. I said,
oh, God,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you Beth has been a great support system for me through what I'm going with. It's just somebody to hold space and just call you and say, you okay? You need to do anything? You know, do whatever. Just be there and, you know, find that person or people in your life who will just say, hey, I'm with you
mm-hmm.
no matter what, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it makes a huge difference.
It does. It does. There's people to where I've had to look at going, okay, ready to be done with them, going, nope, this is somebody I'm going to invest in more. And so just so you know that's what's going on, folks. If all of a sudden you're looking at somebody that you were ready to sit here and say, okay, we can go our separate ways. I got what I needed. If you're looking at and reevaluating it differently, that's why the ugly shit had to come up first so you could get to the enjoyable stuff. And the thought that you – then the other stuff that you thought was good, but your gut is going, this is not what is for your highest and greatest good. You have to be honest with yourself, because otherwise it's going to come through in another way and another time. So
yeah.
Look at it now and don't fight it. Don't fight
right.
it.
And if you do end up having endings,
mm-hmm.
know that those endings are for a reason, especially if you keep trying to make things work and they don't work, and no matter which way you turn, you're constantly being shown signs,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to let it end. It's okay because you're done with that. it's time to move forward. And once you let go of that, that allows you then to move on and then create more magic for yourself.
And so I'm just going to make a statement. Marie and I have not talked about this. We were in a space, a store, and we have left it because it was not for our let me rephrase that. I'm speaking for me, not for anybody else. It was not for my highest and greatest good. And so it's letting go of all that stuff and starting anew. And now I know what it is that I want more of and what I do not want. So it was a great learning experience, a really great learning experience.
And for myself, I can say the same thing because I have to be in a place and with people who are of high integrity. And anything that's non-ethical really bugs me, and I cannot stay in that environment. So we had to make a move. We had to make a decision, and we're moving forward.
Well, moving forward. So cool things are going to be happening, you know, as the summer goes on. We'll have more updates, but meanwhile, we'll be doing expos. But right now, we're kind of like, this has been a hell of a past 2 weeks going, what's going on?
Yeah, since we've had our break.
I'm telling you.
We kind of took all of April off, but, yeah, it's been a ride.
All righty. Well, I suppose our callers are going, could we look at us now? Okay, are you ready, Marie?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go here. Hi,
hello.
Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Tracy from Delray.
Well, hello, how are you?
I guess okay. You guys seem to, you know, be doing better than me, but...
You got to keep your
humor,
girl.
I believe in those retrogrades, like running into people I haven't seen in a while and unexpectedly like that. And I've heard of people ending jobs and ending this. So I just want to know, I'm invited, I guess it's the beginning of June, like the 4th, that weekend, somewhere to a gathering. I'll be seeing, you know, some friends of mine. And I was wondering if I'll have any connection, if I'm going to meet any guy there that's going to be interested in me and me being interested in them.
Well, first thing I heard was that this gathering is really for you. It's for you to open yourself up and have fun and to be completely open to everything. I mean, this is more for you. Because you've been holding yourself back kind of like a hermit, and so it's for you to really get back out there. So this is for you. Just concentrate on you and having fun.
With no motive that you're just going there and you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then
I know
it,
that.
It feels
like
you're going to deepen relationships. You're going to deepen relationships and where it goes. So don't have an agenda. Go there, have fun, and watch it manifest and unfold.
Yeah, because there's this guy that I like. He may be there. His last name begins with a Y. I want to know if anything you see with him or someone else.
Your guides are playing funny. They're like, why? Why do you want the why?
Yes. Yeah. He's going through a lot of interpersonal stuff, and I don't know if it feels like there would be a friendship that would be heightened there, but he has to work through his stuff before it could go to the next level, let's put it that way.
He's not ready for any relationship.
He's not ready for any relationship yet.
Yep. So this is just for you to go and have fun. Just go and have fun. No expectation. Just let it flow and just enjoy yourself.
Yep.
Reconnect with your friends. Reconnect with people that you haven't seen for a while and just let your hair down and have fun.
Yeah, because
well,
July 4th's coming up, and I just hate being alone then.
Well, you know what? That right there just gives you some things to really look at, that you're not really alone if you're more tuned in with yourself, and it's all about the self-love stuff. So look at that, and as you clear up your stuff, you're going to be able to attract your individual in for the right reasons.
Right, and if you're connecting, especially with a lot of female friends again, it's a great way to spend the summer with just going out with different people and saying, hey, let's go here, let's go there, let's go here, you know, and getting yourself back into the mode of that. Because the more you're out with other people, the more you're seen.
Yeah. Keep an open mind.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. It's just I've been like a hermit, so...
Yep,
I mean, I went out with friends and everything. Not too often, but I get out once in a while.
Yeah. So look forward to this one and just say, you know what, whatever happens, I'm going there to have fun, and I'm just going to enjoy myself.
It's about new beginnings, so be open to new beginnings.
Yeah, because it's hard to find. I mean, between that and the job situation, it's been, you know, I focus on looking for the job, and it hasn't happened. That's why I'm just asking this, because every time I go out on the interview, and that's the same thing. It's just like, do you see a time when these retrogrades would end and things will move forward? Because it just feels like everything's going to stand still.
Yes, everybody's in a holding pattern. That's exactly what the retrogrades are all about. And when you have five planets in retrograde, you're really in a holding pattern.
It's helping you get clear on what you really, really want. So use this as an opportunity, not to get frustrated, but to write down, what do you really want? That includes your personal life as well as your professional life.
Yeah.
And when you're clear on that, you're going to be amazed at how fast it manifests. When you're clear,
I put so much into the work part that I didn't give myself time for the social, because all my energy is with that, and that hasn't worked out.
Right.
But the other thing is going to be a standstill soon, so what's the answer? Not focus on either? I mean,
Balance. Focus
well, they're both non-existent. Yeah, they're both not existing at this time.
But when you go and you have fun and you're just letting go of what your job or anything, you let that go and you actually are in the moment, the present moment, you'll be amazed at how you're going to free up some blockages.
Do you see which is going to come first, the job or me meeting someone?
Your job will come
first. Yeah, I heard
your job.
I heard work. Yep.
Oh, thank God. Oh, but I don't have to wait too much longer, though.
It could be like a few weeks.
Yeah, June is going to really open up everything for everyone. Because June is when a lot of stuff goes direct. So people will really start feeling the motion of moving forward.
I'm hearing the third week of June for you.
Oh, thanks, because, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather have that first, but every time, you know, I put into it and go and every week and look and look and look and resumes and interviews, I feel like I'm one step forward, then I'm one step back. And I said, maybe I'll concentrate on something else for the next few weeks, because I've been trying for how many months finding a job, and that hasn't been really successful. And I put so much into it. You know, when you put so much into looking and everything and going on a couple of interviews every week, it's just frustrating. But you're telling it's not my fault, it's the planet.
Well, I mean, energetics tie into it too, but you also have to be very clear on what it is that you're looking for.
Our thoughts matter. Our thoughts matter. So what it is we think, we manifest.
Yeah, I honestly think I'm going to get it, and I go in dressed nice and everything, and I'm looking for any kind of admin work. And I have a college degree, but, you know, I don't know what's going on.
And I know this may not give you any peace, but trust that there's something phenomenal that's coming into the picture for you right now. But give the universe time. So meanwhile, right now, when you get into that scared mode, and I, just so you know, Marie and I both have been there, so we get it. Be in the right now, at this moment, I have everything that I need. Tomorrow doesn't matter. It's right here, right now. I have everything that I need. And if you continue to do that every day, you'll be amazed at how much faster it will manifest. And it will. But there's planets that are going to stop stuff, because that's the way it's supposed to be, because it's helping us get more clear on what it is that we want in our life.
Because for some reason, I don't know why the last thing ended, and I was so good at it, and I'm trying to think, why did that end when everything was going great?
I know.
Well, but sometimes it's not about the fact that it ended for you, but it has something to do with a dynamic that was with the company.
Yep.
Yeah.
That you're part of a bigger picture, but you're not able to see that big picture.
Right.
Most of us don't see the big.
Because everything seems so good and everyone seems so nice, but you never know. You never know.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, we wish you luck, sweetheart. Keep us updated.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much, and have a happy Memorial Day weekend. And as soon as I find something, I'll let you know. It's just been hard. The only good thing that came out is that I was able to collect unemployment for a few months, which is barely, it's peanuts, put it that way. And it's for three months, and it's just, you know, it ends actually the end of June. So I'm hoping to find something before that unemployment runs out. Do you think that would happen, or I'm
You're going to be fine.
Visualize it, that it's already done.
Visualize that it's
already done. That's what you want to say. It's done. I've got a job, and it'll be the perfect timing so that as soon as my unemployment ends, my job starts. Already done.
Yep.
Just keep it positive.
Keep it positive.
Yeah. Thank you,
can do it.
Ladies. Yeah,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, ladies,
welcome.
So
bye.
Much. It's a pleasure. Okay, thank
Thanks.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Let's see, next phone call.
No.
Hi, who is calling in? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Amy. How are you?
Very good, Amy. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Did you have a question or
I like
comment?
The way you said it. I actually have the same question as the other Wendy, I believe is her name. I don't have anybody in mind, but it's been a long time since I've had a relationship, so I was wondering what you guys see for that.
Just so you know, Amy, you've done a lot of work on yourself. So just so you know, the universe sees that. So congratulations on that.
I heard true love in this way.
Yes, yes.
It's been a long haul. Yes.
You have just a little bit to clear up. Not a lot. You're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. So the rest of this month is going to make you look at some things at a deeper level. And if you thought you went deep, you're going to go even deeper. But I'm hearing with you, journal by water. So go down by a lake, an ocean, whatever it is that you're by.
Yep. I'm by a river, and I journal all the time now. Yeah.
You have like a very thin, like a gauzy veil in front of you that's like the last bit. And on the other side, I see like his heart pounding.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a little bit more to get rid of. There's like a piece that you're still holding on from the past. And it's a past relationship. There's a little bit, there's still some anger and betrayal that I'm picking up. So just really work. Yeah.
I really
get rid of
that.
It's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to carry that anymore. It's done. And once you've really you've acknowledged it and hit it, you know, and go after it head on and really confront it and get rid of it, that veil is going to dissipate.
Okay.
You're almost at the finish line. You're so close, Amy. So close. So keep it up.
Do you see me when I need it?
What you're doing.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Awesome. Do you know when we meet or how we meet, this man and I? I mean, I'm just so curious.
I'm hearing in 2 months.
Yeah, I heard July, too.
Yep, it's going to be July.
Yep.
I think July's hookup time.
So I meet then.
Hookup time for many.
So do I meet friends or do I already know him?
No. Uh-uh. No, you do not.
I'm hearing picnic or barbecue, something like that.
Go to all gatherings that you're invited to. Don't say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep an open mind to it. Keep an open mind to it because you're going to meet them in ways that you you can't imagine right now. So it's going to be through, it feels like it's going to be through a friend that it might be an acquaintance of theirs and they introduce you and that's where you hit it off.
Okay, and so there's no even questioning. It's like there's no like start off as friends and then slowly or nothing like that.
It's pretty instant.
It's instant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited now.
Cool. Well, good luck to you, girl.
I mean, gosh,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm just so grateful for it because. Yeah, this person from the past, it's my first love. And, you know, the air quotes problem is that his wife, who I knew before, it's a long story, but it doesn't matter. The point is that she has gigs everywhere. She's a musician. So her name keeps on popping up, you know, and I think it's obviously universe is trying to tell me to just get through this. because I'm a speaker and there's a women's expo and she's singing there. That's next week. And so it's kind of ironic that I've never really come across her. And then all of a sudden the last month, her name and on Facebook and her gigs, and I'm not friends with her on Facebook. And it's just so strange. So kind of makes you laugh that there's not much of a charge left, but I have a feeling that's what this gauzy veil of what you described is.
Yeah, and you know, when it pops up like that, I mean, it's for you to really pay attention because, you know, if there was a situation where they were, you know, together or he was married and there's that person that somehow etherically needs a forgiveness, you know, an apology from you, so to speak. So
yes.
Journaling that and writing a letter to that person and acknowledging it. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank
all
you.
All can be forgiven. All can be forgiven. Yep. It doesn't mean it's forgotten, but
yes.
All can be forgiven. You don't do it for them. You do it for you.
Yep.
I do it for me. And it's
and
you know
when
the
you
big,
know you can think of that other person, you don't feel bad about it, you know you're in the right space.
Right, right. And I don't know what it is about me, because I've done letters before, and that's what my processing has become. I don't know what it is. I think it's like I have to see this person again as in his wife. For whatever it is, for my soul, highest good, it just feels right for me. I mean, whatever's right for you is right for you. So I just am trusting that in a sense. The letter thing, I've done that. I just feel like I need to see her again for whatever reason it is to send her love and light that way.
Mm-hmm.
This means more to me. And it's everybody does it differently. I'm just expressing myself.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can go to one of the gigs and sit in the corner and do whatever energetic exchange you need to do and then walk out and leave it right there and be done with it.
Exactly. And it's actually because I'm going for me too. It's because I am a speaker. It's a women's expo and there are a bunch of speakers there. So it's a win-win situation. So thank you for validating, because it feels like that's it. That's pretty much it. And that's after Mercury goes direct. So
that's June.
Which is good.
June 4th.
Thank
June
4th. You so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
And have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Goodbye. All right, our next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Dejan from Houston. Do you have a question, Dejan?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to know how I would, I guess, treat
what's that?
Between me and
excuse
my
me?
Girlfriend's family.
Oh, you kind of broke up.
I just wanted
yeah,
to
I'm
know
going
how. I just wanted to know how I would be treated between me and my girlfriend's family. Her name is Chloe.
Oh, how her family will treat you?
Yeah.
Are you meeting them for the first time?
Not yet, but soon.
Ooh. It feels like you're going to be welcomed with open arms. Feels very light, very, very loving. Are you getting anything different, Marie?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing like either mother or grandmother is really going to love you.
Okay.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
A very, very good
it's
thing.
It's a good thing because I can feel your nervousness, but just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just be yourself and just let them see who you are. Just open up your heart to them.
And have fun with it.
Okay.
Have fun with it. They're going to love you for you being in your truth. So be who you are. You're a gentle man.
Okay. Because last night I had did a tarot spread between her and her ex-boyfriend for some reason. And I kept getting that there was an issue with a family and authority, and I wasn't really sure what that really meant. That's why I had to act like how I would be treated with her family.
Oh, that doesn't mean somebody may not size you up. Anybody who loves their child is going to go, but they're not going to be hard for you to win over, because when you come from a space of truth, they're gonna see that. They're not going to see any BS. They're not going to see screens. Mm-hmm. Mamas and daddas can sit here and usually see that 1,000 miles away.
Right.
You know? So that would be the only thing that you would run into. So they might, at first when you come in, go, well, who is this guy? And it's, you know, kind of that stance of scaring you off a little. But when you're there and you're going to be talking to them, it's going to, you know, but they're there. They're very excited to meet you. They're very excited to meet you. And it's like Marie said, there feels like there's going to be an older person there who is absolutely going to love you. So it might be the matriarch of the family. And then the responses will go off of that. Feels like grandma's going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but that's what matters. Grandma loves you, everybody's going to love you.
Yep.
And if not, nobody else matters. Because grandma has a lot of say.
Yeah.
Yep.
So have fun with it. Don't be scared. You're going to be just fine.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I have a question from email.
Okay, just a second. I'm going. Folks, Beth is running and manning the ship again. Okay, yes?
Okay, so this question is from Lois. Will Trump become president?
Oh, Lois, guess what? There are things that we can't talk to you guys about yet.
Yeah.
There's huge things that are happening. The only thing that I will say, I don't get into political points of view. I'm very strong on that. But this is happening for a reason, and there's going to be costumes and masks that are going to be shown. And Trump's role, believe it or not, plays a ginormous role in the shifting of humanity right now. You don't believe it, but it's happening because he's bringing up all the ugliness of what a lot of people still feel, and that has to be looked at. So, with that, I know it's a backdoor answer, but that's all you're getting from me, unless Marie is going to go into anything else.
This election is really interesting because energetically wise and information-wise, it keeps changing. There's a lot of shifting going on, and there's a lot of stuff coming in that's being exposed to the public. And so I don't think there's really a clear-cut answer to that question right now because there's so much going on behind the scenes that, you know, what we say now can rapidly change in a day or two. It's shifting that quickly.
Here's the thing I will say. There are some people who believe that he holds a certain energy, which is not pretty. And I was one of them. And then I spoke with somebody who gave me some feedback, and I listened to what this individual had to say because they have some insight information because of their contacts. And so it's just like Marie said, he's playing a specific role.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no guarantee because we can't guarantee if he's going to do what is being said. So with that, again, you know.
And also really, you know, even though a lot of what he says is so offensive and distasteful, but listen to what he's saying and what it's triggering in people and what it's bringing to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all we can say.
That's
all we can say, you guys, because we have to be very mindful of that so that everybody has to have their role in the outcome of what ends up happening.
Right?
Is that good?
Yep.
Without anybody going,
sorry,
I can't believe you said whatever. Very back door, and my intention is for the back door.
Yes.
Because I'm very responsible on not shifting anybody's belief system because I can't take away lessons from anybody.
Right.
Because I get what's going on.
Right.
So there you go, Lois. I know. Just know that we're not in control as the humans. Everything has to work out the way it has to work out. So I know that doesn't give you any comfort, but realize there's a big picture here. This isn't just about what we're doing. Anyways,
Yeah.
So there we go. Okay. That's Marie's look of going, flip and move on already, girl. All right. All right, our next caller. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Thank you for taking my call. You've summed
Thanks
up the energies
Mary.
Very well, what's been going on, especially in my life. totally out of control. And,
I tell you.
It's been going on. I'm a Sag, and I know I've got Saturn hitting me really hard. And I was optimistic with this Jupiter going forward, but it hasn't happened yet. And in fact, I'm running up against a brick wall.
It'll take a little bit. It's not instantaneous, but things are starting to kind of unwind. We're in the unwinding period.
Right. To sum up the things that are happening is I'm in the process of trying to move into a smaller apartment in my complex, and there is a possible sale in the works, so management has been holding off in actually putting this in writing, which I've requested numerous times, and I'm running towards the end of the month and the end of my lease. I've also got rescue cats that I have tried diligently to find some homes for some of them and take care of various issues that have come up with them. I've got one that is huge, and he's only 9 months old, and he's gotten pretty sick right now. I thought I had a rescue person. I found out later that he has a criminal record, and he was recommended to me. I thought was a good source. And all the things that I've been trying to do to make things work out and do better aren't happening. I'm also dealing with some medical issues, which have totally just gone off the wall as well. You know, you're just bouncing around and you can't get answers, that type of thing. I'm in a holding pattern. I'm on the runway and I can't seem to get off. I can't. I'm very concerned about this cat. So, I mean, I don't exactly know what's wrong, but I'm doing my best to take care of him. He's a young cat. And I don't know. You know, everything is just so chaotic around me, and seems like people are moving out, moving in. Management don't know what's going on. It's just crazy. And I'm wondering if you think this is going to work out and it's going to happen and within a reasonable amount of time, because I really can't afford to move elsewhere at this point.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, there's huge transition with the management, they're just confirming what you said, that there's a change in crossing up the guard is what I'm hearing. So that's what they're right in the middle of it.
Right.
The people coming in who are actually coming in to take over are more organized than the people that are leaving.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes because they're trying to, they've got a mess, basically, and they're trying to get that sorted out as soon as they can. What they're working on. Yeah.
Oh, right. And I'm wondering, you know, is everything going to be all right as far as me staying and getting, you know, another place? There is some work to be done in the place I was promised. It isn't being done. There's several others opening up. And, of course, I'm concerned for my animals. There hasn't been a problem with them. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'll have the same advantage with that. I'm a very good tenant. I'm very clean and I'm very quiet, which I can't say for many of the people here. But
are you looking to move to ground floor?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was waiting for, a break to go in there.
Feels like you're moving in the ground floor. I'm in a two-bedroom ground floor, and I want to move around the corner away from noisy street and people activity into a quiet bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ground floor.
Yep. That'll happen.
Yep, it's going to happen. It will happen. So stay positive in it. It will be. It will happen.
Just be aware that it may. You know, your lease. They may extend it for a month or whatever where you are, just because they're in flux right now and they're working on getting everything settled before they can.
I've agreed to that as long as I could get, you know, the rent amount reduced. I've agreed to, you know, wait. And I will continue packing and doing what's needed.
Yeah.
If they're not going to, you know, carry through, they told me they would give me the amount that I would pay for the one bedroom if it's delayed.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Like I said, they're working on it and they're just trying to get the whole thing put back in place to where they want to have it into an organized manner. So it's taking them a little bit longer, but their intentions are good.
Okay, that's the main thing, because they let me down in a couple other places, so, you know, I don't know whether to be trusting or more, you know, aggressive towards the situation. I don't want to have a confrontation. I'm trying to cooperate. On the other hand, I don't want to, you know, lose ground either. So I'm kind of, you know, in a holding place, and I know getting upset isn't going to help my health either. So, I'm, you know, I'm trying to...
The cat that you're worried about has an allergy problem and needs dry food. Is that what they're currently eating, this cat?
Well, actually, he's 9 months old, and he has blown up into a balloon. He's huge. I can hardly lift him. And he's eating and drinking, but he was eating way too much. He eats a lot of soft and hard food. He's gotten to the point where he's just logy. He doesn't, you know, want to move. I have to pick him up, bring him to the food now. And, you know, I can't, if I take him to the vet, there goes my rent money put aside. So I don't know.
Try just the dry food and not as much. You're going to have to help him with changing his eating habits. But it feels like you need to focus on just the dry food. And you're going to see a difference.
His gums are very pale, so I was wondering if he could be anemic or something, you know, like that, or have a kidney. I don't know. It's a male. He looks very healthy. He's, you know, he's big, and his fur is really nice. He's a beautiful Maine Coon.
There are some energetics that are going on with him that are being held onto in his left kidney. And what you could do is just put your hands on him and help shift it and let him know that he doesn't have to keep anything in there, that he can release it and let it go.
Healing, because I do healing with my animals, and it helps.
Yep, it does. Yep.
You think he's going to
It doesn't feel like it's anything
right,
that's major. It feels like he'll get through it. It feels like he's going to get through it if you do that stuff.
Okay. I'm trying to cut back. I let him eat a little bit, but, of course, I'm feeding the others as well, and I want them to get nourishment because a lot of them are thin. I really wish I could find somebody, you know, help me to take a few, but I'm being very cautious because I don't want them in the wrong hands.
Oh, exactly. Well, good.
Yeah.
They're lucky to have you.
Yeah. I'm you know, I'm very happy I can have them, but on the other hand, it's starting to take its toll on my own health, and I'm trying to be reasonable, but I do care for them. I came to this place with one 18-year-old, and all these other ones just popped in and were born on site and everything. Nobody would help me with them. I have a cancer survivor cat that survived a huge tumor being taken out about 6 years ago. And, I mean, even though he's thin, he does remarkable. People can't believe he's that old.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But if you make those changes, that it will help him tremendously.
I'm making him drink a lot of water. He's hesitant, but I'm trying to get the fluids flushed out of him as well.
There you go. Well, Mary, we wish you
luck. Thank you so much.
What's going on with you.
I will. Thank you for being on the air today. I really needed the encouragement. Thank you, ladies.
Oh,
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we have another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Yvette from California.
Yvette from California.
Hey, what can we do for you?
I would like to look at work, potential work. I've been doing a lot of volunteering and different jobs here and there, and just looking at what the market looked like.
Okay, the job market for Yvette. Do you do something with promotions?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing on weekends, an event promotional thing, and it's a batch of different things I do for them. But that's only there's another part with the company I could do, like it's on site, different type of things. But it's not long term. It's a summer gig, like I've done it for the last 2 years.
Uh huh.
but it's only the summer, and it's only like 2 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, with that one, I keep hearing that one's going to, there's going to be an increase in business in that. There's some shifting that's going around internally, but that one's going to open up for you because you're really good at it.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm hearing within
2 weeks
you're going to find something out. Within 2 weeks you're going to hear something more.
Yep.
Well, the company
already
has a
thing.
Pardon me.
I mean, it's pretty much the company I work for is pretty. It's pretty locked in that what they do. It's not like a whole lot of. There's no growth in it, and the extra days are. It's kind of like if I choose to pick up another day on site, that's fine. I can do that, but it's still not enough money.
There's something that's being created, though.
Yeah.
That you're going to be. Your experience is going to be. You're going to move up. But because of your experience with the promotions. So there's something being created.
Yep. They're not wanting to lose you. They're not wanting to lose you. So they're in the process of creating something. They're in the process of creating something for you.
Okay. Cool. Anything else in there?
Let's see.
You're supposed to bring more joy into your life. So that means you're lacking some fun. You're being too serious. So let go of that seriousness and get out and enjoy some life. So do what you have to do to bring more fun and laughter into your life. You need to laugh more. So that brings out that balance.
Okay.
Anything from you, Marie?
They're saying to go blow bubbles.
Okay.
Yep, go get yourself a bottle of bubbles and just go outside and blow bubbles.
Yeah, this is an interesting month. There's just a couple of, like, talk about Mercury kicking your butt, you know?
Yeah. That's why something whimsical as blowing bubbles really will help bring up the inner child in you.
It's funny enough, my inner child is quite alive. I mean, it's funny enough, I do things that most people would never do as to express my inner child. I'm very, she's connected to me loud and clear.
But it could just be that lately you haven't been in the silliness, especially with the intense energies that are going on. Even I laugh every day, have to even find other ways of bringing more joy and laughter in, and I'm going, seriously?
Okay.
But I get it.
Okay.
I get it. So it's at a deeper energetic level of finding your inner child to have more fun. So silly little bubbles, because you haven't done that probably in a long time, if Marie's coming up with that for you.
Okay.
Yep. Okie dokie, Schmoke.
Have a good night.
It's symbolic. So when you blow your bubbles, blow all your stuff out with the bubbles.
I like that. I'll have to get them.
So good luck to you with that, and
thank
you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see here. Hi. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Precious calling from New York.
Gretchen, did you say?
Huh? No, okay. Precious.
Oh, Precious. How did I get Gretchen out of Precious? How did I?
Precious.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Very, very good.
Very well, thank you.
What can we do for you?
So I've been talking to somebody for the past few months now, and I felt like I had to... And our relationship, we were having like a friends with benefits relationship, and I'm not too sure if I should have done that or if I should still talk to him as friends. I don't know, because I felt like he was lying to me, and he was telling me that he'd been telling me the truth, but I feel like there hasn't been.
I'm hearing that you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Because it really wasn't anything of substance, and it wasn't going to go anywhere, and you want something of substance, and you deserve something of substance.
Somebody new was coming into your life within 3 months. So, again, you're another one. July, the end of July, beginning of August, there will be somebody new in your life.
Yep, okay. And also make sure you are saying to yourself every day, I am worthy of having everything that I want in a relationship. I am worthy.
Okay.
And be out of, don't have a definition of what ethnicity this individual has to have, anything. Be very open, because what they're showing me, I'm not going to say, but just keep an open mind on who is coming into your life and who you meet.
Okay. Is there,
don't
is there
judge a book
can...
by its cover. It's internally.
Is
don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. Is it a specific person? Like, can you give me a description or no?
They're going to be tall, and there will be,
okay.
It looks like red hair.
And you don't know them.
Red. And you do not know them.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there you go. But this individual is going to be fantastic.
And he's going to treat you like a queen.
He'll treat you
he
like
is
a queen.
Treat, yes.
But you'll have to get past what it is that you're looking at for a man. And remember,
mm-hmm.
It's about the energy. It's about the energy. So feel
okay.
the attraction. Love the energy. But
okay.
you can have fun if you choose to. And it can
right.
be a phenomenal
right.
relationship.
Okay.
So that's good news, Precious. Good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, girl, and call in and let us know when that happens.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next phone call. Hello. Who are we speaking with, and who? Where are you calling from? I forgot what I was going to say. Hello.
Hello, my name is Crystal, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Crystal.
Crystal from Connecticut. Hello. What is
hey.
Your question?
Well, I'm looking for a summer job, so I'm trying to find out where should I look?
Summer
or
job.
What kind of job I'll be doing.
Okay, I'm hearing swimming, something to do with swimming.
Hmm.
So either like YMCA or an outdoor park.
Okay.
This is a fun job. Fun job. I'm also hearing like waitressing as well. So I don't know if it's going to be waitressing to where there's water nearby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's going to be short term. It's going to be short term.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
you're going to meet some fantastic people and have some fun experiences.
Okay. All right.
So look around your area, what's going to be by water, pool, lake, ocean, whatever, and that has
mm-hmm.
restaurants or anything that there's going to be servers there. But it feels like you're going to make some good money there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are
okay.
you a college student?
Also like Parks and Rec, too.
Yep. Yep.
Like that
Parks
kind
and
of
Rec.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And are you
master.
Excuse me?
I'm trying to complete my master's in project management.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is because your guides are saying you're going to make some nice money there. Don't think that that's going to be forever, just so you know, because they want you back in school. So that's the only FYI for your information, short term and back to school. So because it's going to be
mm-hmm.
nice. You're gonna like it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Mm, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sorry, Crystal, I didn't mean to cut you off that fast. Oopsie, again, I'm manning the board. Let's see here. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Catherine, and I was calling to see if you see any kind of new relationship in my life, a new love.
Catherine, where are you calling from first?
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina, cool. Does she have any love coming to us? Oh, girl, have you, my Lord, you have an open heart. God, you are breath of fresh air sitting on the phone right now. So I personally want to say, Catherine, I love your energy.
Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it.
I'm hearing September.
Yes. Yes.
September. This summer is for you to play.
And you're going to be playing.
And then September is when the serious one comes.
Okay. So I have some fun before then? I mean, I have fun before then?
Before then, it's just, you're going to just be meeting people. You're going to be dating, having fun, but nothing serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Look at that. Short and sweet. Short and sweet. Thank you, Catherine. Let's see here. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Thank you so much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Well, hello, Wendy.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Well, I hope you can give me an answer to this. I've been applying online for employment. I've got 19 years call center experience. I applied at Kaiser Permanente, TRICARE, and Franklin Templeton. Will any one of these employers hire me, and will I keep the job for several years?
Kaiser is actually lit up more than out of the three. Kaiser is coming across stronger.
Yes, that's what I was going to
okay.
say.
I'm hearing at least 5 years on that one.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For
that's
at
all
least
I,
5 years.
That's really all I need. And
yeah.
How quickly will I be hired at Kaiser then?
2 weeks, you're going to hear something. 2 weeks, you'll hear something.
Okay. And so do you know if I'll start working in June or July or?
Feels like July.
Yeah, I heard, yeah, July.
Okay, but it'll be solid employment for me then.
Oh, yes, and actually their benefits are really good too. So you will enjoy working there because the people are really good and they treat their employees really well.
Yes.
Yep. That's what I've heard. You're right on track. And
yeah.
I just hope that I'm able to keep up with the training and meet their expectations. Will I be comfortable and will I have a supportive supervisor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You are going to love it. Love it.
Yeah, there's going to be no issue. You'll be able to go. You'll be able to fit right in, slide right in.
Okay. I had a medical emergency late last year, and a recruiter finally contacted me 5 emails in October about
mm-hmm.
the same position that I'm applying for. And then I had a serious issue with my ring finger on my right hand. It required 2 surgeries, so I had to put that on hold. I had to address that situation. Now I'm in recovery. I'm regaining usage of my right hand, my ring finger, so I think I'll be okay regarding typing and navigation on the computer. And I emailed that same recruiter. Gentleman's name is Aaron. He didn't really respond to me, so that was several weeks. That was probably about 7 weeks ago now, and I haven't heard anything. So maybe they're just pausing their hiring for some reason.
I would follow up, do a follow up.
Okay, I'll try it again. But
you
seem to feel that I'll be working by July.
Yes.
Yep. Follow up and say you're ready and you're ready for employment now and you're ready to go.
Okay, and my sister and I applied to rent an apartment at Arbor Point Apartments. We are approved. I put a deposit down on apartment number 204, downstairs 2-bedroom, 2-bath, with the condition that we could switch it to a better location. We're supposed to move in on the 25th day of June. Will we get lucky and get another apartment closer to the pool and the apartment office?
I'm hearing no, you need to stay put in the one you're getting.
Yes.
Oh, is there a reason why 204?
The location, you're going to find the location is actually better where that one is versus the one that you want.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In the long run,
well, then.
Better.
Okay.
And yeah. So before we get we're gonna get cut off in about 10 seconds. But thank you so much for calling in, and
yes,
thank you everybody for calling. Sorry, we didn't mean to cut you off, but the show's gonna cut us off. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank
you. We send you love and light, and check the Facebook page for our other shows coming up.
And remember, we're all going through this together.
Yes. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Probably cut us off.